My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating, and the video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
There, let me get the right button here. All right, I did it. Welcome back to Generation Radio, where no topics off limits. Everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Generation Radio. Well, I'm very pleased to have my next guest with me. He's a senior analyst and director of the Project on Global Antisemitism and the U.S.-Israel Relationship at the Center for Security Policy, also a senior fellow at the Colette Policy Forum, and he is an executive and founding member of the Delphi Global Analysis Group, a firm that specializes in geopolitical risk analysis and mitigation for infrastructure, high-tech, defense, financial firms from the United States, Japan, and India navigating in Israel since its founding in 2007. So I want to welcome him. He also was an advisor to U.S. National Security Advisor, U.S. National Security Advisor to Ambassador John Bolton, and also worked with Vice President Dick Cheney as well. He was the senior advisor to the Undersecretary of State at the State Department. Look at that. What a resume. And my very good friend also, and I'm very pleased to say that.
That's the most important item on it.
Amen. 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 Dr. David Wormser joins us. Dr. Wormser, welcome. Good to have you.
Thanks. It's great to be on.
Well, did you see the article? This was actually on the front page of the Wall Street Journal this morning. That was addressing the issue of Iran has decided. Iran plans penalties for women breaking the hijab rule.
Yeah, you know, again, this is a window. We always, when we deal with the Middle East, we deal with the Middle East, and then we deal with the people who deal with the Middle East. And you know, articles like that show more about the people who deal with the Middle East than the regime. The regime in Iran never stopped enforcing the hijab law. It was overwhelmed, so there was the appearance that they were loosening up because they had to beat up people for demonstrating and so forth. So they could only spare so many people to ride the subways and beat up women for not wearing the hijab and take them in and then torture them. So it seemed like they were letting up, but there was no let up. There was no abolition of the morality police, as the New York Times had reported. That was just simply a false propagandistic point, once again revealing that our journalists listen to propagandists for the regime rather than Iranians themselves. And now what you're seeing is that the regime, because it's winter, the demonstrations have gone down a bit, there's a lot of snow, they can spare their people now to go ride the subways again and beat up and torture women for not wearing the hijab. So nothing has changed. What it really reveals is how eager our elites are, our government and journalists are, to see some sign of moderation in the regime so that we can re-engage them and come to some reasonable agreement with them, when the Iranian people are sending a very clear signal. It's over. This regime has to go now. They don't want any compromise. They don't want any moderation from the regime. They know it's all fake. They know it's a trick. They want the regime gone. And we keep returning. So I think this is such an indication of the chasm between those who are, quote, experts on Iran and the Iranian people themselves.
David, we talked about in a previous conversation about the tenuous position of this regime. It appeared pretty clearly that there was a significant move to try to topple the regime and take them out. And so it's interesting to see, and I think you elaborating on it a little bit, that, you know, those that are watching from the outside, I mean, here's a front page story at the Wall Street Journal, and really what it does is that it appears to validate the existence and the authoritarian control of the regime and its ability to be able to do something that, as you said, it's been doing. And this is part of the reason, right, why there was the uprising that there was, the young ladies that were in those classrooms that were taking their head coverings off, and one of them who ended up being killed, being murdered because of it. What's going on that you're aware of as it relates to the pushback by the people and the efforts to topple this regime? Is that still happening?
Oh, yes. I think it's still very much happening, but the shape of it is changing. When you and I were talking about 2 months ago about this, we reminded ourselves that the revolution in 1979 took 8 to 10 months. It was a process. Mm-hmm. And what you're seeing here is the process. And you're seeing the regime show signs of fear, increasing signs of fear, increasing signs of discomfort. There are some areas where they back off. then they go for it. You see internal argument and internecine struggles, etc. So you see the regime flailing on one level, but objectively, right now, it's the dead of winter there, and we think of it in the Middle East, deserts, hot. But the truth is, it's been snowing most of the week in Tehran. And Iran, especially Tehran, the northern part of the country, can get quite cold and quite unpleasant, quite rainy and snowy. So the nature of the uprising has shifted from mass demonstrations on the street all night to strikes and other mechanisms. And also, quite frankly, rising violence against the regime. There are more the number of regime agents being killed by the opposition, by the uprising, is growing. So you still see demonstrations. You still see some very, very aggressive demonstrations. But what you see is the long-term struggle kicking in and the long-term divorce of the Iranian people from their regime. And that's what's really coming into the fore now. And that's still part of the process of getting rid of the regime.
How does that, impact as far as the relationships, as an example, with our government and with other entities? I mean, Iran has played a major role in the relationship with Russia. In fact, Iran has sent some of their own military, right, have gone into action against the Ukraine in the Russian offensive. You've got the CCP that has built a pretty strong relationship with Iran as well. So, but it's all predicated on this regime that is currently under siege. Can you break that out for me a little bit?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. We're seeing Iran become the supplier of the really dangerous weapons right now that Russia is using against Ukraine, missiles and drones, the mass terror of the cities of Ukraine and the shutting down and destruction of their infrastructure through these are Iranian missiles that are being sent to Russia and then the Iranians themselves sometimes run these operations with drones. Sometimes they train the Russians, but the Iranians are on the ground there too. And they're losing people, but they're on the ground there. The second thing is that the Russians, of course, give back. They have to give Iran something. And what we're increasingly frightened of is that they're giving them the technologies of missile defense to guard against a Western attack, whether it's Israeli, American, or whatever. And second of all, to accelerate their nuclear program and the missile programs to put on the nuclear weapons. So what you're seeing is a very dangerous strategy, and Iran's regime has become really the Middle Eastern linchpin, and in some way the strategic depth of this axis of evil that runs from Moscow through Tehran to China. China's hedging a bit. It's reaching out to the Saudis. It's reaching out to the UAE. So if Iran collapses, Russia's position is untenable, and not only in Ukraine, but as a regime. And it's conflict with the West. So you could see major regime instability in Moscow. China could probably survive, but it does knock out their core structure through which they operate in the Middle East. So the strategic blow to this axis of evil that would happen if Iran fell is unbelievable. The second thing is the terror threat. You know, the British, this week stopped a shipment of uranium from Iran into the United Kingdom that was most likely being prepared for a dirty bomb. Now they've downplayed it. They're trying to keep it quiet because obviously this is a very bad thing.
Sure.
But it has led the British government to say maybe this whole nuclear framework is bad altogether, and we should walk away the way Trump did. So what you're beginning to see is the British are rather shocked by what Iran was bringing into the United Kingdom. And this tells you what you're dealing with Iran. They are brutal. They'll kill anybody in their way. Sometimes they kill for fun. And their terror is not a question of a little bomb that kills two people in a trash can. We're talking about a country that now was caught possibly preparing a dirty bomb for London.
Well, and that should give Americans some real significant pause as well. We got about a minute before we go into this first break. But, you know, David, when I look at this situation and I look at our open southern border, there have been Iranian terrorists that have been caught at the southern border. And, you know, have we found, you know, uranium or dirty bomb type materials yet? I don't believe so, but it certainly leaves open the potential for that. And we know that we have a huge issue with gotaways down at that southern border. And certainly Iran has to know that there's that potential. About 30 seconds before we take the break. Go ahead and tease us in.
Yeah, we know what goes into Britain. This uranium was caught at the airport in Heathrow, being brought in by an airplane. But Britain's an island, so you have some control. The United States, unfortunately, we don't know what's coming in through the border. We only know what we catch.
Yeah.
We don't know what we don't catch. And there's a lot that we don't catch, and that we know. So
that is a very serious issue, especially when our country wants to continue pushing this Iranian nuclear pact. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country. by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And joining me, Dr. David Wormser, Senior Analyst and Director of the Project on Global Antisemitism and the U.S.-Israel Relationship at the Center for Security Policy. And I want to get into to that particular topic because I think that there's a lot going on there. Don't let me forget, I want you to tell folks about the seminar you guys are having tomorrow morning, right, at 11 a.m. Eastern? I believe that's what the message was. That webinar tomorrow, 11 a.m., or maybe it's today. Oh, this was sent Thursday. Never mind, it was last Friday. Yeah. Forget it. It was last Friday, but I'm sure it's probably up at the Center for Security Policy as a recorded webinar that you can watch. And it's the Emerging Series of Threats Towards Israel is the title that you're looking for. I wanted to talk about, Christian tourists at the Temple Mount who were forced. What is WAQF?
Waqf. It's the Islamic Authority.
Okay.
So in 1967, when Israel took over, Jerusalem. When it took over Jerusalem, it was very careful and it allowed the Jordanian government to still have a role in managing the Temple Mount. And the way it did it was it allowed the Islamic Trust Authority, an Islamic council, to continue to run the Temple Mount. So they run the Temple Mount.
Okay.
And with Jordanian government input, there are no Jews or Christians on that council. It is a Muslim council.
Okay.
Unfortunately, over the last two decades, with the entry of the PLO and the Palestinian Authority and so forth, they've more or less taken over the Waqf, the Islamic Authority.
Okay.
And now Jordan is sort of trying to appease the Palestinians by building that Waqf up with a lot of radical actors. It's gone from 80 members to 870 members. So they've increased it 1,000%.
Wow.
And they're very aggressive. They're very ideological. They do not want it. So they have come up with this idea of the status quo being an absolute. The status quo, of course, is non-existent. It changes, and it's always changing in the direction of the Muslims. So if you went up there in 1969, you could go up there. You could go up in a group of tourists with 10, 15 people, a Western tour guide, an Israeli, a Christian tour guide. You could bring your tour books. You could bring a Bible. You could this. And, you know, discreetly, you could quietly say a prayer or something like that. Now they're trying to, it's barred. You cannot, as a Christian or a Jew, go up there, pray. You can't go up in a group larger than a few. You can't bring any religious materials. You can't bring in a guide from the outside, really. Imposing Islamic rule on the Temple Mount in a very strict way. And now they say the status quo is that you can't even go up there. I mean, that was what the minister the other day went up there and walked for 13 minutes.
Right.
The Jewish government, you know.
Right. Yeah. No, we, yeah. And we spoke a bit about that when you were with me in the last. We're going to run out of time very quickly. I want to get your input with regards to the impact of the shifting Iranian regime versus Israel and what does that mean?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're committed to destroying Israel. They're committed to building a nuclear weapon to destroy Israel. So if the regime falls, it's a game changer. The Israelis, the only real military threat they face right now is from Iran. Of course, the bigger threat to Israel right now is the rise of progressivism in the West, which wants to destroy Israel. And I think that's why, by the way, you have this big legal issue in Israel and legal reform. This is a dry run for the progressive assault here. And everybody should pay attention because the Israeli government is facing a court that now has no controls, is very progressive, and has essentially put itself above the government of Israel. And this is now a tyranny of the judges, or the philosopher kings of Plato.
Okay.
And the Israeli government that was just elected 2 months ago is instituting reforms that will bring the courts back under political accountability. There's no accountability to the judges. They appoint themselves. In Israel, it's the only court system in the world where judges appoint their successors, essentially.
Wow.
So there's no political input at all. The people have no voice in the judges in Israel. So it's becoming a very dangerous structure. And of course, this now, the progressives here and the progressives in Israel have joined forces to dry run that the election doesn't matter, the will of the people doesn't matter, that the parliament was just stood up after a very clear vote 2 months ago. It doesn't matter. They're going to take to the streets, and they're going to burn the house down. They're talking about civil war. They're talking about all sorts of things like that. This is a dry run for the United States when the left genuinely finds that its power in our institutions are cut down.
Well, this is the whole drive towards stacking the courts, right? I mean, isn't that really ultimately what this is about? This is about we're gonna stack the courts, and we're gonna make sure that you are subservient to what we want. Period.
Correct. Exactly that. And you can tell this is the progressive, you know, the progressive assault. We mentioned the Temple Mount. Look about 30 miles north.
Right.
There's Joshua's altar. Joshua who conquered the land of Canaan for Moses and then Aaron and so forth. Okay, this is a site that we know is 1,500 BC. So it's 3,500 years old. We have found artifacts there, the cursed tablet we talked about, I think, in a previous episode.
Okay.
The Palestinians now want to raise it and build a modern apartment complex on top of it. this is what this is about. It is the erasing of Judeo-Christian heritage.
Absolutely.
And that's what the progressives are dead silent about. That. It's why they don't want Christians on the Temple Mount.
Well, because if they erase the history of Judaism and Christianity, if they erase our history, then they can say we have no say. We've made this up, and they can keep drawing the line of history forward, ultimately to the point of accusing us of having made this up sometime in the 20th century, and therefore dismiss it altogether. That becomes the goal. They want to erase when you've got to change history. That's why I've talked about them going after the Bible. We're over time, but I appreciate it, Dr. Wormser. Thank you, Dave, for being with me.
Thank you.
I'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up after this. A well in India. We're going to show you the well that we put in over the weekend in India. I've got video of that coming up right after this brief break.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for sports cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering?
And welcome back to Children Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, I'm really, really excited to be able to share this next clip with you and show you what we do in our ministry there in Punjab. And let me clean this up really quick so you can get a better, for those of you that are watching. If you're not watching, please go to chosengenerationradio.com. chosengenerationradio.com. Actually, go to cg4i.com. cg4i.com. We'll have this video up, but I want you to check this out. I am so excited to be here with you. I want to share a couple of brief thoughts and pray a blessing over this well.
ਔਰ ਮੈਂ ਜਲਦੀ ਜਲਦੀ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੇ ਵਚਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ 1-2 ਮਿੰਟ ਦੱਸਾਂਗਾ ਉਸ ਤੋਂ ਬਾਅਦ ਅਸੀਂ ਪ੍ਰਾਰਥਨਾ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਮੋਟਰ ਨੂੰ ਸ਼ੁਰੂ ਕਰ ਸਕੀਏ
2 Corinthians chapter 4
ਔਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੇਖਾਂਗੇ ਦੂਸਰਾ ਕਰੰਥੀਆ ਉਹਦਾ 4 ਅਧਿਆਇ.
But we have this treasure in earth vessels.
Aur dikhao yaar Punjabi di baat. Dusra Corinthians 2 Corinthians
chapter 4 verse 7.
Okay, Dusra Corinthians 4 di 7 ayat te likhya itthe. Haan ji, yes. Kyon jo Dusra Corinthians ni
Yes.
But we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
ਪਰ ਇਹ ਖਜ਼ਾਨਾ ਸਾਡੇ ਕੋਲ ਮਿੱਟੀ ਦੇ ਭਾਂਡਿਆਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੈ.
That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us.
ਤਾਂ ਜੋ ਇਹ ਸਮਰਥਾ ਦਾ ਅਤ ਵੱਡਾ ਮਹਾਤਮ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਦੀ ਵੱਲੋਂ.
We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed.
ਸਾਡੀ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਮਾਮੂਲ ਹੋਵੇ, ਅਸੀਂ ਸਭ ਪਾਸਿਓਂ ਕਸ਼ਟ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਾਂ, ਪਰ ਮਿੱਦੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਗਏ.
We are perplexed, but not in despair.
ਦੁਵਿਧਾ ਵਿੱਚ ਹਾਂ, ਪਰ ਹੱਦੋਂ ਵੱਧ ਨਹੀਂ.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
ਸਤਾਏ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਪਰ ਇਕੱਲੇ ਨਹੀਂ ਛੱਡੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ.
Cast down, but not destroyed.
ਡੇਗੇ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਪਰ ਨਾਸ਼ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੇ.
Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus.
ਅਸੀਂ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਮਰਨ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੀਆਂ ਦੇਹਾਂ ਵਿੱਚ ਸਦਾ ਲਈ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸਦਾ ਲਈ ਫਿਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਤਾਂ ਜੋ ਯਿਸੂ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਦੇਹ ਵਿੱਚ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋਵੇ.
That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body.
ਤਾਂ ਜੋ ਯਿਸੂ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੀ ਦੇਹ ਵਿੱਚ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋਵੇ.
For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake.
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਜੋ ਜਿਉਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਸੋ ਨਿਤ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਨਿਮਿਤ ਮੌਤ ਦੇ ਹੱਥੋਂ ਫੜਾਏ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ.
That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh.
ਕਿ ਯਿਸੂ ਦਾ ਜੀਵਨ ਵੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਮਰਨਹਾਰ ਸਰੀਰ ਵਿੱਚ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਹੋਵੇ.
So then death worketh in us, but life in you.
ਸੋ ਮੌਤ ਤਾਂ ਸਾਡੇ ਵਿੱਚ, ਪਰ ਜੀਵਨ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਪਾਉਂਦਾ ਹੈ.
We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written.
ਨੇਚਾ ਦਾ ਉਹ ਆਤਮਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮਿਲਿਆ ਹੈ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਲਿਖਿਆ ਹੋਇਆ ਹੈ.
I believed and therefore have I spoken.
ਕਿ ਮੈਂ ਨੇਚਾ ਕੀਤੀ ਇਸੇ ਲਈ ਬੋਲਿਆ.
We also believe and therefore speak.
ਸੋ ਅਸੀਂ ਵੀ ਨੇਚਾ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਇਸ ਲਈ ਬੋਲਦੇ ਵੀ ਹਾਂ.
Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus.
ਅਸੀਂ ਜਾਣਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਜਿਸ ਨੇ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਨੂੰ ਜਵਾਲਿਆ.
Shall raise up us also by Jesus.
ਉਹ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜਵਾਲੇਗਾ.
And shall present us with you.
ਅਤੇ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਨਾਲ ਆਪਣੇ ਹਜ਼ੂਰ ਖੜਾ ਕਰੇਗਾ.
For all things are for your sakes.
ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਸਭੋ ਕੁਝ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਲਈ ਹੀ ਹੈ.
That the abundant grace might be through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God.
ਕਿ ਬਾਲਿਆਂ ਦੇ ਕਾਰਨ ਕੀਤਾ ਕਿਰਪਾ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਵੱਧ ਕੇ ਪਰਮੇਸ਼ਰ ਦੀ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਲਈ ਧੰਨਵਾਦਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਬਹੁਤ ਹੀ ਵਧਾਵੇ.
For which cause we faint not.
ਇਸ ਲਈ ਅਸੀਂ ਹੌਸਲਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹਾਰਦੇ.
For though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
ਭਾਵੇਂ ਸਾਡੀ ਬਾਹਰੀ ਇਨਸਾਨੀਅਤ ਨਾਸ਼ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਜਾਵੇ.
For our light affliction, which is but for a moment.
ਪਰ ਅੰਦਰਲੀ ਇਨਸਾਨੀਅਤ ਦਿਨੋ ਦਿਨ ਨਵੀਂ ਹੁੰਦੀ ਜਾਂਦੀ ਹੈ, ਕਿਉਂ ਜੋ ਸਾਡਾ ਹੌਲਾ ਜਿਹਾ ਕਸ਼ਟ
worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
ਭਾਰੀ ਸਗੋਂ ਅਤ ਭਾਰੀ ਅਤੇ ਸਦੀਪਕ ਵਡਿਆਈ ਨੂੰ ਸਾਡੇ ਲਈ ਤਿਆਰ ਕਰਦਾ ਹੈ.
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen.
ਅਸੀਂ ਦਿਸਣ ਵਾਲੀਆਂ ਵਸਤੂਆਂ ਨੂੰ ਤਾਂ ਨਹੀਂ, ਸਗੋਂ ਅਣਦਿੱਠੀਆਂ ਵਸਤੂਆਂ ਵੱਲ ਧਿਆਨ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ.
For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
ਕਿਉਂ ਜੋ ਦਿਸਣ ਵਾਲੀਆਂ ਵਸਤੂਆਂ ਅਨਿੱਤ ਹਨ ਪਰ ਅਣਡਿੱਠੀਆਂ ਵਸਤਾਂ ਨਿੱਤ ਹਨ।
Through Jesus Christ, we have a hope inside of us.
ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਰਾਹੀਂ ਹੀ ਸਾਡੇ ਸਭ ਦੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਇੱਕ ਬਹੁਤ ਵੱਡੀ ਆਸ ਆ।
And those here in America who share that hope are sharing this well with you.
ਪਰ ਯਾਦ ਰੱਖੀਏ, ਅਸੀਂ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਇੱਥੇ ਰਹਿੰਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਸਭਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਇਹੋ ਹੀ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਦੇ, ਖੁਦਾ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਅੰਦਰ ਵੀ ਇੱਕ ਵੱਡੀ ਆਸ ਪੈਦਾ ਕਰੇ।
Let this well and its living water stand as a symbol of the life of Christ that dwells in each believer here tonight.
ਔਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਵੀ ਭੈਣ ਭਰਾ ਆ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਇਸ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੇ ਖੜੇ ਆ, ਜਿਹੜੀ ਇਸ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੇ ਮੋਟਰ ਲਗਾਈ ਗਈ ਆ, ਇਹ ਇੱਕ ਐਸਾ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨ ਬਣੇ, ਇੱਕ ਐਸੀ ਨਿਸ਼ਾਨੀ ਬਣੇ ਕਿ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਜੀਵਨ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਬਣ ਕੇ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਜੀਵਨ ਦੇਵੇ।
So let us pray.
ਆਈਏ ਸਭ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਾਂਗੇ।
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your blessings.
हे स्वर्गीय पिता, ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੀ ਬਰਕਤ ਦੇ ਲਈ।
We thank you for your son Jesus Christ.
ਅਸੀਂ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਲਈ।
We thank you for his death, resurrection and ascension.
ਅਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਮਾਰੇ ਜਾਣ ਦੇ ਲਈ, ਉਹਦੇ ਉਠਾਏ ਜਿੰਦਾ ਉਠਾਏ ਜਾਣ ਦੇ ਲਈ।
And we thank you for his shed blood that washes away all of our sin.
ਅਸੀਂ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਦੇ ਉਸ ਲਹੂ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਜੋ ਸਾਡੇ ਪਾਪਾਂ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਵਹਾਇਆ ਗਿਆ।
As we come before you tonight, we ask that you would wash us and cleanse us in that holy blood.
ਅਰ ਅਸੀਂ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ ਜਦੋਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਚਰਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਖੜੇ ਆ, ਅਸੀਂ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਲਹੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਧੋ ਕੇ ਸ਼ੁੱਧ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋ।
That if there's anything we've done knowingly or unknowingly that's been displeasing to you, you would wash it away.
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ, ਜੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਕੋਈ ਜਾਣੇ ਅਣਜਾਣੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਕੋਈ ਐਸੀ ਗਲਤੀ ਕੀਤੀ ਹੈ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਅਸੀਂ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਤੁਹਾਨੂੰ ਦੁਖੀ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੈ, ਤੇ ਸਾਡੀ ਉਸ ਗਲਤੀ ਨੂੰ ਆਪਣੇ ਲਹੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਧੋ ਕੇ ਸ਼ੁੱਧ ਕਰ ਦਿਓ।
We again thank you, Father God, for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, and your Holy Spirit of power.
ਪਿਤਾ ਜੀ, ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਆਪਣੇ ਇਕਲੌਤੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਨੂੰ ਕੱਲਿਆ ਤੇ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਸਾਮਰਥ ਨੂੰ ਕੱਲਿਆ ਜਿਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਤਾਕਤ ਮਿਲਦੀ ਹੈ।
We thank you, Father God, for your strength.
ਪਿਤਾ ਜੀ, ਅਸੀਂ ਤੁਹਾਡਾ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਦਿੱਤੇ ਹੋਏ ਬਲ ਦੇ ਲਈ।
And we thank you, Father God, for your provision for this living water and the well that's coming with living water out of the ground.
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਯਿਸੂ, ਅਸੀਂ ਸ਼ੁਕਰ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਮੁਹੱਈਆ ਕੀਤਾ ਸਭ ਕੁਛ ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਇਸ ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਤੇ ਮੋਟਰ ਲਾ ਸਕੇ, ਔਰ ਜੋ ਪਾਣੀ ਇਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚੋਂ ਨਿਕਲੇ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਕਾਂ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਹੋ ਜਾਏ।
We ask your blessings upon this well and upon this community.
ਪਰ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ, ਅਸੀਂ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਇਸ ਮੋਟਰ ਤੇ ਬਰਕਤ ਮੰਗਦੇ ਹਾਂ, ਇਸ ਗਲੀ ਮੁਹੱਲੇ ਤੇ ਬਰਕਤ ਮੰਗਦੇ ਹਾਂ।
We ask, Father God, that it would be a symbol and a reality of increased prosperity for this community.
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ, ਦੁਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਇਸ ਮੁਹੱਲੇ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਮੁਹੱਲਾ ਯਿਸੂ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਤੇ ਤਰੱਕੀਆਂ ਕਰੇ, ਕਾਮਯਾਬੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਅੱਗੇ ਵਧੇ, ਔਰ ਕਿਸੇ ਗੱਲ ਦੀ ਇਸ ਇਲਾਕੇ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਥੋੜ ਨਾ ਰਵੇ।
We thank you for those that have worked on the well, Father God, and that you have kept them well and healthy.
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ, ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਇਸ ਮੋਟਰ ਦੇ ਕੰਮ ਨੂੰ ਕੀਤਾ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਹਥਿਆਰਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਸੰਭਾਲਿਆ, ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਵੀ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਸੰਭਾਲ ਕੇ ਰੱਖਿਆ ਤੇ ਕੰਮ ਮੁਕੰਮਲ ਕਰਨ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਮਦਦ ਕੀਤੀ ਆ।
We pray over the equipment that it will work well for many, many years.
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ, ਦੁਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਜੋ ਮੋਟਰ ਲਗਾਈ ਗਈ ਆ ਇਹਦੇ ਇੱਕ ਇੱਕ ਸਮਾਨ ਦੇ ਲਈ ਦੁਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਕਿ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਲਾਂ ਤੱਕ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਇਹ ਹੰਡਲਸਾਰ ਹੋਵੇ ਔਰ ਇਸ ਪਰਿਵਾਰ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ, ਇਸ ਚਰਚ ਦੇ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਬਰਕਤ ਦਾ ਜ਼ਰੀਆ ਬਣੇ।
And we ask, Father God, that as people would come and draw water from this well.
ਪ੍ਰਭੂ, ਦੁਆ ਕਰਦੇ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਵੀ ਲੋਕ ਇੱਥੋਂ ਪਾਣੀ ਪੀਣ ਔਰ ਜਿੰਨੇ ਵੀ ਲੋਕ ਇਹ ਪਾਣੀ ਦਾ ਇਸਤੇਮਾਲ ਕਰਨ,
that like the Samaritan woman, they would have an encounter with our Lord Jesus Christ and know his love. Fill this place with your Holy Spirit. Please keep everyone safe as they return to their homes tonight. And we thank you for your blessing upon this place. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. ਔਰ ਇਸ ਗੱਲ ਦਾ ਧੰਨਵਾਦ ਕਰਦੇ ਹੋਏ ਪ੍ਰਾਰਥਨਾ ਖੁਦਾਵੰਦ ਯਿਸੂ ਮਸੀਹ ਵਸੀਲੇ ਮੰਗਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਸਾਰੇ ਬੋਲੀ ਆਮੀਨ
ਆਮੀਨ
ਆਮੀਨ ਹਾਲੇਲੂਇਆ
ਹਾਲੇਲੂਇਆ ਹਾਲੇਲੂਇਆ
ਹਾਲੇਲੂਇਆ
ਹਾਲੇਲੂਇਆ ਹਾਲੇਲੂਇਆ ਮੈਂ ਬੇਨਤੀ ਕਰਨਾ ਚਾਹਾਂਗਾ ਕਿ ਇਹ ਪ੍ਰਭੂ ਦੇ ਦਾਸ ਪਾਸੇ ਚਕਾਣਾ ਜੀ ਆ ਔਰ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਨੇ ਬੜੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਰਥਨਾ ਕੀਤੀ ਆ ਔਰ ਬਿਮਾਰ ਆ ਪਰ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ
In just a moment here, we're going to get a look at the water. This is Pastor Samuel speaking to the members that were there on Saturday for this.
Yes, please.
Yes, okay.
All right, so now we're gonna get a view of the well, and we're gonna see the water coming out of the pipe. So here we go. We're moving over. We were at a meeting place, and now we're on our way over to the well itself, and we're gonna get a cool view of seeing the water flow. And this is fresh water. This will be serving anywhere between 1,200 and 3,000 people per day now. They will have access for the first time in their lives. First time in their lives that they're going to have access to fresh, clean water without interference and without hindrance. There you saw a little boy smiling face.
This is the pastor.
That's the pipe right down here. This is the pipe right here. And here comes the water. Here comes the water coming out here in just a second. There's the pipe. A lot of excitement. Hallelujah! All right, here we go. There you can hear the water. Now hear the
water.
Here in just a second, we're going to see it. There it is. And that is the fresh water.
Can you see?
Right there, coming out. Fresh, clean water, folks. Fresh, clean water coming out for the very first time in that village. And what an incredible blessing to have had the opportunity, and this is what we do. We've done 35 of these freshwater wells, 35 now, And every well blesses about roughly about 120 minimum to 200 families. And a family, you know, that's parents, grandparents, children. There's quite a bit. The average size of a family is probably somewhere around 10, maybe even as many as 15 that are a part of the family that are being blessed by this. So, you know, you take 120 and multiply it by 15, and now you're talking 1,800 people that are getting fresh water for the very first time. And I know that here in America, that's a concept. We're like, well, of course you get fresh water, you know, but you don't. Well, over there, they don't get fresh drinkable water. Water they can bathe in and drink and have available to them. And they have to go miles and miles and miles at times, sometimes walking as much as 5 miles and carrying a 5-gallon jug that 5 miles. And sometimes they carry the jug and they go to some wealthy person's land. And when they get there, that person says, nah, today I'm not going to give you any water today. Today you don't get any. That's a reality, folks. That is a reality. And you can change that. You can change that, and the means, the way in which you change it, is through the funds that you donate. And so I wanted you to actually see what we do with that money that we receive, that we get, that $400, that what you just watched, that's where those funds go. Those $400 are gonna give water to someone that's never had water before. And think about the impact too that the pastor in that community, because we link up with and have relationship and have generally established relationship in that village with the pastor, with the local body of believers, okay? So think about what it means to them to be able to bless that community with this fresh water, to be able to show the love of Jesus Christ by presenting the fresh, clean water. It's life-changing. It's absolutely life-changing. Please consider joining us today. You can go to the donate button at chosengenerationradio.com. And I just clicked over to the site, and I noticed that there is an issue with the player loading. And my sincere apologies. We're going to work on getting that fixed just as soon as we possibly can. But you can go to tecn.tv, tecn.tv, to watch us live if you weren't able to get to the chosengenerationradio.com site, I'm not even sure how you're going to get the message to know to go to TECN TV. But maybe, hopefully, you do. Maybe you're on social media. We are on Clout Hub. We're on Getter. We're on several Facebook pages as well. So, gosh, my sincere apologies to those that tried to tune in today at the website and weren't able to get us. All right, we'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up, by the way. Christian Watson will be joining us. He is the host of Pensive Politics Podcast and the Christian Watson Channel on YouTube. He's been featured across digital and visual media outlets such as the USA Today, Newsmax TV, BBC Radio London, and the Washington Examiner, and many others. And we're going to be talking about MLK, Martin Luther King Jr., and the significance of his walk and his life, and and you know what it means. And we're going to be talking about their organization, which is Color Us United. Color Us United. Talking about the difference between equity and equality and how diversity, equity, and inclusion, DEI, well, it doesn't really mean that. It means something else. And so we'll get into that conversation as well. Let's see. Got some good stuff coming up this week. Tomorrow, Professor Michael Rechtenwald, and Mike's been on with us before. I had him on a number of times, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, maybe, a little bit before that as well. But he's written 12 books. He is a champion of free speech. He's someone who spoke out at his university when they tried to silence him. He was one of the first professors that really talked about that particular issue. And so he's got a great new book out that is called The Great Reset. And really encourage you to check that out. Also, let's see, on the program tomorrow, at 8:30, I just got the confirmation on this. I will have on the program Thomas Haviland will be with us tomorrow. Tom Haviland did research with embalmers all across the country. This is a huge breaking story. Over 80 embalmers, 69% of those surveyed across the country, are seeing the same type of unusual white fibrous clots in the corpses they embalm, as were shown in the documentary Died Suddenly. The main consensus is that the white fibrous clots first appeared in the year 2021 and continued still to this date. Embalmers are seeing these clots in a significant percentage of the corpses. Obviously, the existence and prevalence of these white fibrous clots is a serious issue. The fact that they are appearing correlates closely with the rollout and ongoing implementation of the COVID-19 vaccination program. However, the FDA and the CDC are not even aware yet of these white fibrous clots. They don't want to hear about them, quite frankly. But we'll get into all that tomorrow. And I really, really, really look forward to having him on the program to address these questions. And you know, this is coming out of, by the way, there was a documentary called Died Suddenly. And a lot of people were watching that and going, oh, come on, that's really crazy. There was a lot of attack on it, by just quite frankly. And so Tom Haviland went ahead and started interviewing embalmers himself to do a study to find out how widespread is this issue. So we'll have him on the program tomorrow. John Lott is back on the program tomorrow as well. COVID numbers have been significantly misrepresented. Larry Klayman will be on the program with us tomorrow as well, along with my friend Matt Long. I believe Matt Long will be with us tomorrow. I know Matt's doing a lot of work at the Capitol. Pardon me, I'm looking up Larry's thing, but our situation with Texas and the legislation is going on right now. Biden has classified documents hidden across the country, so we'll talk with Larry Klayman about that. I'm also going to get Larry's thoughts with regards to what's happening with the Proud Boys trial. I'm sure that he has some things to share with regards to that. And so we'll have some information coming up for you. So big, big program tomorrow. Lots of stuff going on. David Shostakis should be back with us. Michael Austin, Kenny Chu just confirmed with me to be with Rick Manning. T. Rose, D.D. Loggison, Save the Persecuted Christians coming up. Darren Beatty of Revolver News for an hour is back. Veronica Kirilenko on Russia-Ukraine war. Ward Connerly. It's a big week. Tell everybody, share, share, share. Back with more coming up right after this brief break. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for him World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.